Today is Friday, November 1st, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Let's go ahead and get started. So yesterday, after I recorded, we had all the Halloween festivities going on, but there was nothing really. I did not dress up, of course. And I mean, I say of course. I feel like I don't know if I've moved past that, but I'm just like, eh, bah humbug. I don't like holidays at all. But anyway, so I did not dress up, but we did have candy. And I went downstairs because my studio is upstairs, and I edited the show, and then I proceeded to cook dinner. And we had, for dinner last night, we had turkey burgers. I really wanted, well, actually, I went to the store and I had to buy some extra stuff. So I got some breadcrumbs. I got eggs because we were out of eggs. I got some Parmesan cheese. I got, I don't know what else I got, but I got brioche buns. I had originally bought the turkey because I was just going to make chili, or I was going to make one of two things. I was either going to make like a soup with sweet potatoes and the turkey and some Indian spices and chicken broth and, you know, some other things like that. It's like an Indian soup recipe that I like. Or I was going to make chili. But those aren't Mark's favorite things, and I wasn't really in the mood for either of those either. I was really in the mood for a burger, but I didn't want to go get fast food because I've really been trying to... Well, I haven't been doing good on my diet, but I have been trying to not eat things that are like a lot of fast food. I've been trying to slowly get back to what I was doing before. I'm not on Weight Watchers, but I've been trying to like cook every night and try to use turkey and chicken and, you know, lower fat wherever appropriate. So I was like, well, I'm not going to make chili, but I'm at least going to use the turkey and I'm going to make turkey burgers. So I got brioche buns and I got a few other, I got some guacamole because I wanted avocado and I wanted caramelized onions on these burgers. So, but it's always a problem with turkey because it always can end up dry. And so what I ended up doing is I took the turkey and I mixed it with an egg. I grated a bunch of Parmesan cheese. I put that in there for a little salt and a little bit of moisture. I put a little bit of mayonnaise and olive oil in there. And I can't remember what I've said. Egg, breadcrumbs, olive oil, a little bit of mayonnaise, salt and pepper, garlic powder, and the grated Parmesan. I think that was it. I can't remember it for sure, but I think that was all. And then I loosely, I mean, I tried to mix it very carefully and not over mix it. Because I read that if you over mix turkey, ground turkey, it can get very dense. And that can contribute to it being dry. Then I patted it out into four patties and put it on a sheet. And then I put it back in the refrigerator for another 30 minutes. And I toasted the brioche buns. I cut up some tomato. And I had that hydroponic bib lettuce that's like, it's never touched any dirt. It's just like, you know, the kind that they've, you know, grown over water. Yeah, that's what hydroponic means. Anyway, and so I had that. I had some beef eater tomatoes, which are not in season, but they looked really good. So I bought one, cut those up kind of thinly, and I caramelized my onion with, I used red onion. I first just started caramelizing it. And then after it started to get a little bit brown, I added just a tiny little bit of sugar and I added some white wine, some sweet white wine. And then I added garlic and, but I, well, I first let the wine reduce and everything, and I let it get a little bit browner. And then after it got as brown as I wanted, I added a little bit of garlic, minced garlic, and I can't remember, a little apple cider vinegar, because I felt like it needed a little bit of pop, and did all that. And then I took it off the heat and put it in a separate bowl to cool down. And then I made some French fries in the air fryer. So even though it was French fries, I did them in the air fryer, so I was trying to avoid deep frying. And then I cooked the patties just to 100, actually I did them to 155 degrees, because I've heard on all my cooking shows that I watch that you can go to 155, and if you let stuff sit, that it will rise to the temperature that you want it to be. So it'll rise to another 5 degrees, basically. And I checked them, and they got to 160, which is apparently, if you're not using a sous vide, that's what your chicken and turkey is supposed to get to. And maybe pork as well, I can't remember. But anyway, so I did that and air fried the French fries, and I toasted the brioche buns just to where they were golden brown. And then I used a little bit of mayonnaise and guacamole as my spread. Then I put the burger, and I didn't put any extra cheese on it because it had Parmesan cheese in the patty. And then I put caramelized onions on top of that. And then I put the tomato and then the lettuce and then more guacamole on the top bun. And that was it. And it was actually pretty good. I didn't taste the caramelized onions as much as I wanted to, but it was a tasty burger and it was pretty moist. It was a lot moister than if you just used the turkey on its own, for sure. So that's what we did. We only had about 4 kids come up for Halloween candy. So we had a lot of candy left over, and we only bought a small bag to begin with. So I don't know. So that's what I did, and then we just watched TV, and that was it. And then today I worked from home again today. All week, well, since Wednesday, I've been really working on these documentation videos. So for the product that I work on, I create training videos so that if folks don't want to just read our online, you know, written documentation, they can also look at our videos. And I spent 2 days just remembering how to set up all the software on my Mac and how to get everything encoded correctly, because I was really trying to go for the smallest possible video size that I could. And I kept getting these huge video sizes, and I'm using this huge monitor that I've got that's like a HD, like super high res monitor. And I realized that the recording software that I was using was recording at a really high resolution. And so it was making the files, even though they were, you know, the time was only less than 5 minutes per video, that they were really coming out larger than I wanted them to come out. I got that resolved by changing the resolution of the monitor and doing some weird stuff. But then I needed to put it in an editing software to actually, you know, create a fade in, fade out, add a little music, you know, some stuff like that. Make them look a little bit more professional than they are. And then that editing software was like multiplying the original size by like 10. So if it was 30 megabytes when I started, it was coming out at like 300. And I never could figure out how to get that smaller. So then I ended up downloading another application called Handbrake that will do further encoding and compression of videos. So now I have this like 3-step process. I have one application I'm using to record, which I'm using OBS Studio, which is an open source like broadcasting software, but it also records. But you can do transitions, you can do like little banners and text and stuff like that. Anyway, so then I go to another software to edit it, OpenShot, which is an open source video editing. And then I go to a third one, which is Handbrake. So finally, I've gotten like 4 videos, but I have probably another 10 more videos to do. And I was supposed to be done today. So I don't know. I guess I'm going to be working over the weekend. I'm not really sure. And then we have dinner with my parents tonight. So we'll see. I mean, let's bet. I bet they have Fox News playing when we get there. But hopefully we won't have any political discussions. I don't want to have any political discussions at all. So we'll see how that goes. But we're going to do that. And then this weekend, we don't have any specific plans. But we have to finish making our plans for our Austin trip in November, so we can buy any tickets for anything and make reservations for any of the restaurants that we need, you know, reservations for. So that should be fun. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at Pride48.com.